episode 163 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Order Watch 2015.
Dylan Roush.
But it can't be an Order Watch if it's already out.
The Order Watch 2015.
And Gabe Philbin.
I was really hoping you'd introduce one of us as Richard Linklater.
Oh.
I don't know why I thought you'd do that.
Why would I
Well,
do
he
that?
Didn't, because he's actually here with me! Not really.
It Hello, took 12 Richard. Years to get here.
This is where his journey ended. My house. To be with us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's not true. So I don't know if you guys could tell, but that's not true.
That wasn't even fucking funny.
Neither are you.
Ryan.
What?
You've been playing The Order 800,000 in 1860s.
That's six. Not quite right.
Yep.
Yep.
That's the one.
Uh-huh. I sure have.
Me and too.
Yeah. So me and Javi picked that up on Friday. And I guess Javi finished it. I think I'm really close to the end. I just went and played something else last night instead of that. So we discussed this a bit earlier. Do we just want to go right into this? Like, is this what we're just going to...
Yeah, so, you know, the people that are tuning in just for this discussion can quickly get it over with.
Right. Yeah. All those people that are just interested in the order.
1886.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Took a thousand years to make. Not quite.
All right, so it's not great, guys. It's...
That's true.
I'm not concerned with the length. Like, that wasn't, like, that seemed to be what everyone was harping on. But there's so many things
that's
wrong
too
with it.
Easy.
Yeah, there's so many things wrong with it that have nothing to do with how long it is. I can't imagine playing this mess for much longer. That would be weird, right? One of the first funny things I noticed, like, early in the game, and this doesn't, I think this was just like a small example of their lack of attention, of having no idea what they're doing to some extent with their execution. The game looks gorgeous. The game is really pretty, but,
it's the first sign of trouble.
Yeah.
Trouble in paradise.
But there's this part early in the game where you get to, like, some little town. I can't remember, White something? I don't remember what it was called.
Whitechapel.
Yeah. You get there, and they walk up to a gate, and they're like, there's, like, a big wooden beam, like, falling across it. And so you have to go and hit your little QTE button, which this game is full of, quick time events. You have to walk up and hit triangle to help your partner pick up the giant wooden log and push it out of the way, and then you push the gate and it opens the other direction.
Well, like, yeah,
they could have just opened the gate and ducked under it, just like it was one little piece of wood across it. And I was like, that was really dumb.
Of all things wrong with this game, you went with that to open.
Well, yeah, that was the first thing I saw.
It's the first sign of trouble.
It was the first.
Well,
sign it
was
of
the
trouble.
Second sign of trouble after the graphics.
As long as it's pretty, you know something's afoot.
You gotta give some to take some.
So I watched Javi play a lot of it.
Yeah.
I don't know, like half of it maybe?
Yeah, sure.
I think about that, we'd say.
Probably.
And like as Ryan said, and as Javi and I watched, we watched a 20-minute video explaining why this is like a technical masterpiece.
Yeah.
This is probably
the most influential game of all time of this generation.
Yeah.
But anyways, go ahead.
The next Gears of War. So the video did like get a little fanboy about the game, but just like what this guy explained, like everything that's going on and like why this game is like a technical like revolution.
Marvel
even. It's like this game is probably the best looking game like I've seen. Like the most impressive, like technical feat. Like, it's insane.
And it's consistent. Like, yeah, the whole game.
It never looked bad.
Yeah.
Like, and, like, they said it was locked in relatively at 30. Like, there's, like, the little hiccup of, like, to 28 with, like, that weird glitch, but whatever. Like, it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous game. However,
At what cost?
Heavy risk.
But the prize.
The problem that, like, Javi started talking to me about and that I was feeling too was everything's over, like, too quick. Like, they don't let you, like, dwell on anything. Like, there was a bit in, like, a psychiatric ward of a hospital, and it would have been, like, cool to explore the whole thing, but it's just, like, this one small room, and you don't really know what you're looking for, and you just, like, shuffle through papers without, like...
Everything goes too quick except for that first firefight, which took, like, 45 minutes to just keep killing dudes. But I can see why now, because there's only, like, six of those in the whole game.
Well, the game has a lot of set pieces that are... They're presented, and then they're done, and then you move on to the next one, and it feels like those are in another game, like an Uncharted or what have you, like you would be there for at least an hour or maybe more and do interesting things or have firefights in all of them or something, right? But like here you go from, like, we'll get to the snipe, we'll discuss the whole sniping thing, but that's an interesting set piece. You're in this ballroom, there's a party going on, and you have a sniper rifle and you're trying to pick, like, target people, but like you're there and then you're gone. And then, like Gabe said, in that hospital, like, it's the power's out. You're, like, coming up from the basement. It's creepy and it's really cool. And it reminds me a lot of the subway in The Last of Us, where you just have a flashlight and you could have done some really cool things, but they didn't. And then it was over. And then you move to the next set piece, and they do this time and time and time again throughout the game. And it really feels like they built all these areas and they had all these. They had a chart of, like, okay, and then you go to here, and then you go to here. And then they spent all this time building these environments and making them look up to par. Like, the whole game consistently looks incredible. So, like, there's a lot of work that went into every part of this game. But then they didn't have, I'm assuming, they didn't have enough time to actually, to, like, okay, what do we do? What do you do when you're on the blimp or whatever the hell it is, you know? Like,
yeah.
What do you do when you're at that party? Like, they're like, well, we have a couple months to design this, and it just needs to work. So either quick time event or a little quick shootout or what have you. Like, everything feels like it was shoehorned because they had no time. So they made the most bare bones game that you can.
Yeah, like, the set pieces are all there. Like, you raid a Zeppelin, you have this, like, hospital raid, then, and they shoot down, like, this EMP sonic wave bomb. But, like... Yeah. All of those, like, they sound cool, like, especially raiding the Zeppelin. But raiding the Zeppelin was, like...
Boring.
Incredibly boring.
Yeah. You didn't do much. You went into auto-crouch for half of it, and, like, all of a sudden your melee attack changed for no fucking reason.
It's gotta be stealth.
That's the stealth version of melee.
Stealth.
Uh-huh. And it's horrible. The other one was, the first time you do it, it's like, walk up behind this guy quietly and hit triangle to kill him. So you do it. And then later in the game, it's like, walk up behind this guy and hit triangle, but with this weird timed thing going on. But it's like, it's telling you to do the same thing both times. Like, they're both stealth kills.
So you haven't gotten, okay, you're going to get to the worst part, the worst set piece in the whole game. It's near the end. And it's long. Actually, if you watch the Kinda Funny Games review for The Order... this is where Greg said he was ready to quit. Like, if they weren't making that video, he would stop playing The Order. And I kind of don't blame him, but I also, like, think that he missed that you have a gun. Like, the cutscene before that section, you explicitly pick up a crossbow, and they're like, it's good to go, you know, stealth or whatever, like, something that doesn't make noise, right? So you have a fucking crossbow on your back. But the game, or, like, the way that gameplay section starts out, is with you having to stealth take out someone by hitting triangle with a little timer.
Right.
And that whole area, Ryan, is this giant, giant courtyard where you're trying to get the key to the gate.
Uh-huh.
And you have to kill everyone to find the key. The key is always on the last person you kill. Always.
Of course.
And that is awful game design. Like, I was playing through it on my... I already beat it. I'm almost done with my second playthrough on hard. And I got to that part, and I'm just telling Rachel the whole time, like, this feels like they built this environment, and they wanted to have a cool, like, find the key amongst all these guards and don't get caught. Like they had a plan, and then they didn't have time to figure out how they're going to do it interestingly. Like, so they just said, just wipe out everyone. And it's so uninteresting. It's awful. Well, and if you get caught, you start over.
I also don't blame Greg for, like, thinking that way, because the game sets you up that way. Like, we had this discussion earlier where it seemed like every part of the game... What the fuck?
Sorry, Godzilla.
It seemed like every part of the game, like, had its own set of controls. Like, it threw you into this thing. Like, what most games do is they build a control scheme, and they say, okay, these are the tools you will use to move through the world that we have created. Like, this game doesn't have a crouch button. When you get to an area where you're supposed to be sneaky, it just makes you crouch. Like, you don't... The melee... Like, there's no genuine melee attack. Like, you can walk up behind a guy and hit triangle, but there's no button that, like, you know, this guy rushed me, hit him. You know, like most shooters have, you know? It's just... It's like they... Whatever the situation calls for... They shoehorn in a control scheme to fit it. And the same thing goes with that first big, I guess you'd call it a boss fight, where you fight that, what they called it, an elder.
Yeah.
And it's giving you directions on what to do. Like, what?
So bad.
This is where it's telling you how to melee. Oh my God, it just assigns melee to some buttons for this encounter.
Gabe watched me get my fucking ass kicked, and it's because I was looking at the top right of the screen where it's like, in order to do this,
it has a paragraph in the top right hand corner of the screen
while you're supposed to press triangle or X.
While it's giving you quick time events on the screen as this guy's just whipping your ass.
Yeah.
There were a lot of like tutorial prompts like throughout the whole game.
Yeah, and I don't know if Ryan got this, but at the second half of that fight, there's an item, or what, you know, when
I kept trying to see what it was. There's
and
a little,
and then you would fucking die.
Yeah, I did the exact same thing.
Hey, guess what, Ryan? You know, everybody keeps saying that they recycle a boss fight. That's the final boss, and the item reappears at the bottom of the screen. I don't know what the hell that is.
Yeah, I guess you guys have, for those of you who haven't played it, like, every time you see something you can interact with, this little, like, circle, white circle inside of a black circle, like, pops up to say, hey, you can go interact with this thing. And in the middle of this boss fight, like, it's already got this weird, fucked up, like, counter system that you're supposed to be employing, like, hitting these buttons while, like, it doesn't tell, like, it tells you hit these buttons to attack, but you can sit there and hit them all you want, and you won't do anything until you dodge and then hit one. So, like, it's doing that, and then a little item icon pops up, like, looks like it's on the ground, and you're, like, trying to, like, look like you normally would, like, navigate the camera, but no, that doesn't work anymore, because, not only is it locked, but the button you usually use to look around is now your dodge button that pops up on the screen. The right stick is what is your QTE at that point. Yeah. So, like, you're like, what is that? Oh, God, I just fucking died because I hit the right stick when I wasn't supposed to.
Like, what is that item? Why is it there?
Javi brings up the point of the second half of that fight. See, halfway through that fight, they give you a whole new set of instructions in the top right-hand screen.
Yes.
Top right-hand side of the screen, while asking you to do more QuickTime events.
Like, while looking at an item on the floor.
It's small text, and it's, like, it's long.
It's a lot, yeah.
And another problem that I had with those is that a lot of times, when you see something pop up, you're like, oh, here's a new direction, I need to read it. But in this game, they give it to you all the time, like repeat ones.
Yeah.
So it's like something pops up, you're like in the middle of something pops up, you're like, oh shit, do I need to read that? And like, you might die while trying to read that and then realize, oh, it's just a repeat of some shit I already knew. Like, that window popping up it should be an indicator of something important. So when it's a repeat, it's really frustrating because you try to look at it and then die, even though it had nothing to offer you. Yeah, so, and I think one of the other problems I had was, this was more of a me problem, was the PlayStation button layout. Like, I'm just not super familiar with it. Like, there was one QTE I kept dying on, because it said it press X, so I'm hitting, I guess,
square
because that's where X is on the Xbox controller. I'm like, why isn't this, oh, fuck me.
You dumb idiot.
like the R1, R2, like when I see R1, I think, hey, that's the first one, the primary trigger that I am hitting. That is the prime. So I instinctively want to hit the trigger. Even though R1 is the top bumper, which is part of what I like about the Xbox naming convention, because it is, when those prompts pop up in an Xbox game, it's RTRB. Like, it's very clear. Trigger, bumper. Versus the numbers. But, I mean, that's just what I'm used to. So, like, that kept throwing me off in this game. Just QTE on the PlayStation controller in general is not something I'm very good at.
Mad 'cause bad.
They hate us because they aim us.
Precisely.
Yeah.
All I know hearing this is you guys are just haters.
Don't listen to us. We're haters.
Well, so what I think is really cool about the game is its premise of, like, you're the Knights of the Round Table, or you're the descendants, or whatever you want to call them, of the Knights of the Round Table. And whenever one of you gets got, whenever one of you dies, somebody else just fills that spot and takes that name.
Yeah.
And, like, that sounds pretty cool. And, like, they just didn't do anything with characters in that game. And yeah. Galahad Grayson sounds cool and has got a great name, but, you know.
I think Percival, the...
bearded guy?
Yeah, the bearded guy. I don't know if this is said in the... I think it might be. Yeah, I think it's mentioned very, very briefly in the game, but he's, like, a actual descendant of King Arthur, so he's, like, royalty in the order or whatever. So that's cool. I don't know. I guess there's just... And this is all subjective, like, however much you give a shit or are willing to, but I think that the universe and, like, the little ties to history or fiction is so interesting. Like, I love...
The Edison versus Tesla references?
Those are fine. I mean, some of them are a little shoehorned, you know, yeah. But I don't know. I just love that era, you know, like old school London when it's all gross and like factories
are
running.
The Black Plague.
Yeah, there's just...
It's a little after the Black Plague.
Yeah, it was a time in history that I find really, really interesting and has a lot of texture. It's cool. And so I'm all about the universe in the order. I like the characters a lot. I think Lafayette is the shit. I kind of want the game to be about him.
So, Galahad Grayson.
Yeah. Well, Galahad's all right, yeah. But he's just kind of a curmudgeon.
Curmudgeon.
Just,
I wanted to bring up something else we talked about in our little discussion earlier was the lack of doing things.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of downtime.
You're not, there's, like we said, seriously, probably 6 firefights in the whole game.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Like, it's a lot of walk up to this thing, hit triangle for something, and then keep walking. And then, like, you might occasionally run into a guy or two, but, like, I don't consider that a firefight. Like, you here's 2 dudes, kill them, move. But, like, so, there's, like, probably 6 legitimate, like, shooting sequences in the whole game.
Right. Like, I would have loved to have more firefights. I know that you had a problem with the firefights. You didn't like them, but I do like them, actually. Like, last night I was doing the last couple of them. Like, there's quite a few near the end, but...
Yeah.
Like, they're fun. They're really cool. I mean...
Yeah, well, you also like Uncharted shooting.
Exactly. So yeah, I mean, basically... Listen to either of us based on whether or not you agree with either of us.
Yeah, well, I don't like Uncharted shooting, and that's kind of what it felt like. Although it was weird because the menus and some of the things looked like Gears, but then it behaved like Uncharted.
Well, the camera in this game is like really well done for the shooting, like the way it like swings whenever you like lean out of cover, just like there's some
and I think
like slight movements to it that look really cool.
I wasn't crazy about it.
I think the shooting's better than Uncharted. And I think when you're behind cover, like, the fact that you can either have the camera pull out to the side or above is pretty cool. I feel like I have a lot of control over where
that.
You're going to peek your head out.
I like that. I found that at times it would, like, you could get into a position against some cover where it would get confused. And, like, it would, like, hop back and forth a little bit, like, without you really hitting anything. And I found some of that, but no, the shooting was fine for the most part. Well, like it said, it felt a little Uncharted. And yeah, I'll agree, it's better than Uncharted because it fell somewhere in between Gears and Uncharted. Yeah. Really,
yeah.
I felt like one thing that took me some getting used to, because I guess because it did feel kind of Gears like. In Gears, I was always pretty good at like being able to center the camera on something and knowing where your reticle was going to pop out when you hit left trigger to hop out and shoot. This one was off. It was like off to the side just a little bit. Like it kept, I would be like, okay, I'm good. And I hop out and it's like, well, that's not right. I'd have to readjust real fast. So that was, but I mean, like I said, for the, it was okay.
Yeah. So it's funny. This is a game where if I was reviewing it or whatever, or actually if somebody says, do you recommend it? I would probably say no, but I would also tell them that I enjoyed it. I really did. And I enjoyed it because of the atmosphere, because of the storyline, because of the characters, the graphics are fucking great. And it's a short, compact, like, little thing. And I think what the reason I wouldn't recommend it is because it just fucks up in all these places where, like, you just see potential and it pisses me off. I think it's a shame. Like, I look at that game, I'm like, ah, what a shame. Because it could have been really, really good, but it's, as it stands, it's okay. Like it's just okay. And like all that downtime, I enjoy a lot of that. I enjoy a lot of walking around and like just appreciating the environment, like picking up notes and trying to like each of those newspapers. I read like the whole main story on all of them. And I know that most people are gonna be like, fuck that. Like, but I read it and I like tried to get immersed. I wanted to see what is the newspaper saying. And they were always talking about like a mission that you had done like two levels before. And you're just seeing how the media is interpreting what you've been doing. I just feel like there's a lot of stuff that's happening in that world. And you just have to slow down and digest it. But it's up to the player whether or not they care to do that. Yeah. I think a good contrast, like, okay, so for I was playing The Order in front of Rachel, and she says, God, this game is just dialogue, the game. It's just people talking. And she's right. There's a ton of that.
The Order, Other M.
Other monologue. She's right. And then, like, a few hours later, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to hunker down and play Game of Thrones Episode 2, the Telltale game. And I pop that up. And as I'm playing it, I'm like, you know what? This is dialogue, the game, except for the game doesn't look great because it's a Telltale game. The animations are fucking horrible because it's a Telltale game. The gameplay is either non-existent or just embarrassing. Like, it is nothing but QuickTime events, but really poorly done QuickTime events. So, like, The Order has so much more going for it than this game, and yet I still like both of them. I think the Game of Thrones game is just a really good story, and I'm invested, and I'm enjoying it. So at the end of the day, like, these things have shortcomings. Yeah, they fucking suck in a lot of ways. But, you know, the sum of its parts is that I had a good time and that I liked these pieces of entertainment. I was entertained. So I don't know what to do with that. I mean, I can be a critic and I can call out. And I can agree when things suck. You know, The Order has a lot of things that suck. But it also does a lot of things way, way better than Telltale does, and you don't hear these kinds of criticisms for like Game of Thrones when it comes out. So that's interesting.
Both better than The Evil Within.
Yeah.
When I was at Hobbies on Friday, he's just like every now and then he'd rant about The Evil Within is fucking garbage.
Like, it's not great.
This is way better than that. It's not good, but it's way better than that.
Because it ends. The Evil Within is so long. And it plays horribly. And the frame rate barely chugs along. And you can't see anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think about The Evil Within, Ryan?
I didn't play it.
See?
Exactly.
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I would not play again.
It sounds like I dodged two bullets here.
The Evil Within and the Order.
Well, and it's...
I'm Neo!
Wait. We forgot to get in depth about the sniper sequence.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
That's just another like botched potential.
This is just botched potential. Yeah.
Because the whole time I'm going, how does nobody see me? So
see, I never was like, why does nobody see me? I was just like, shot the first guy, and then everything
was gone.
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck was the point of this? Yeah, why were we stealthy at all?
Oh yeah, that's one thing, because you just yell at the guy. You's like, hey, I know that guy, and then the first thing you do is shoot someone and yell at him. Hey, yes. Get that guy out of here!
Yeah,
but like you get into the room and like it's not a very big room, and you go up on this top balcony and you pull out this sniper rifle that you assemble, and then you lean over the railing in this kind of crowded room. There's a lot of people in there, and there's a lot of guards in there who are presumably there to observe shit. That's their job.
Guard
they're, like,
somebody.
Looking around. Yeah, they're looking around and stuff, and there's even one, that, like, you look directly across the room, dead in front of you, same level as you, can't be more than 30 feet away. And you're standing on a railing with a giant sniper rifle looking at him, and you have to look around and identify whether or not they have patches on them. Which, first of all, how fucking hard would it have been to get some patches, Rebels? Like, good God.
Do your goddamn
research. How are the knights the only people to realize, oh, hey, like, the people who wear the uniform every day didn't notice, like, hey, where's your patch? Well, which is weird.
Those were generic India Company coats that they had, and they were sneaking onto the Zeppelin. Where only the Zeppelin uniform had patches, so maybe they didn't know.
Maybe. So, must not have. So, but you would think the people wearing the patches would have known.
Sure.
But, so you're looking around, you have to identify all these guys who aren't wearing patches, and you're like, okay, well, those are the rebels, those aren't legit guards, so those are the people we need to take out. And you have this sniper rifle with this really badass scope on it. But again... that guy was 30 feet away. Like, you're in this tiny little room sniping people for no apparent reason. It's a really powerful gun, so it was handy because it was one shot, one kill.
But you only kill that one guy with that gun, and then it turns into a regular old fight after that.
Yeah, exactly.
Is his eyesight not that good that he can't just, like...
see the giant sniper 30 feet away?
360 no-scope?
Do they have worse eyesight than genome soldiers?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Also, yeah. Why did you need a sniper rifle to look at them?
Yeah, you have a monocule, whatever, a monocular. Yeah,
monocular.
Monocle?
No, monocular.
It's a monocular.
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 Yeah, I mean, you're only looking like, how high up is this balcony that you're
on? It's a second story.
Yeah, it's a second story.
So what is that, like 15 feet up, maybe?
Yeah, exactly.
And you can't fucking tell if someone has a patch on their fucking uniform?
So you gotta take out this fucking giant-ass gun.
Exactly. It was such a weird sequence. Such a weird sequence.
I couldn't fucking see anybody in the room below me.
It was so weird. Yeah, it turns into a normal firefight.
The ghost and PT couldn't see you when she was on the second story. So you were safe that whole time.
she was up there with her sniper rifle.
Yeah,
she
couldn't that's the see PT you. Mod where she's just pointing a gun at you.
Yeah.
Obviously, you couldn't see her sniping you.
And then after I cleared out that whole room, killed everybody, so I thought, and I go back to, like, it has a little indicator pointing you to back to some room, right? And so I start walking that way. I'd killed everybody. I walk in that room, and it turns out there was a guy right inside the entrance, like, hugging the wall. So I walked in, and I'm, like, trying to go to the door, and all of a sudden, I just get lit up. And, like, I go down, and there's a dude who was standing there right by the door frame, like, so just, like, leaning against it. And so you go down like you do in Gears, and until you can get away and drink your little vial of super health. And he just unloaded another magazine into me. It just died. I was like, then it makes you do the whole thing over again. So that was super awesome.
And that's how we feel about the Order.
Fuck you, the Order. I liked it.
I kind of want to get it.
Yeah, it's okay.
If you're interested, I don't hate it. Wait for it to be cheaper and enjoy
definitely,
it.
Definitely wait for it to be cheaper.
I'm waiting for it to go on to the PlayStation Plus.
There you go.
See, okay, so I didn't play the game, but I had watched the playthrough on YouTube and stuff. And all the firefights I noticed was, like, you'd run into, like, a room, and there'd be your cover, and you'd be like, oh, this must be a firefight. And then guards would just filter in from the room opposite you.
Yeah.
And that was... It was like a shooting gallery.
I mean, but that's... That's Gears of War, that's Uncharted. I mean, it's not...
Yes, I realize
it's not,
that.
I understand it's not innovative, or it's not interesting, really, but the shooting itself and what you decide to do, that's where it's
No, fun. No. What I mean is, this is something that they're trying to tote as, like, a movie experience. I think we can come up with more interesting ways of, like, getting you into a firefight.
Yeah.
Like raiding a Zeppelin.
You know, I just want to pull at Uncharted 3 right now. There was a few interesting setups, like with you being inside a plane, you falling into the middle of some guards. Stuff like that. More interesting than, oh, cover here, I better get ready.
And I...
Apparently, these guys have never heard of the Hindenburg, whoever developed this game, because there's a lot of things blowing up in this fucking Zeppelin, and it stays afloat.
One thing that I can't believe and is, like, unbelievable, yeah, it's one thing that I can't believe they didn't fucking do correctly or think about more than they did was the encounters with the werewolves. They're so...
Is every single encounter the same as the first one that I saw, where they just charge
yes.
at you?
All of yes,
oh,
and you that
no.
happens. I think twice in the whole game. That happens.
Yeah,
twice.
I was gonna say yeah. There's not many because that was that one, and then several hours later, and I haven't seen another one.
It's you can't do like that. Should be really special. It should be really interesting and really thought out. But it was okay. You know, it reminded me of Dead Space. It was kind of neat. The first encounter, I was like, all right. But they went down pretty easily. Like, I wanted it to be like a boss fight. Every time you encountered a Lycan, it's a huge deal. But it's not.
Yeah. It's definitely not. Except for the Elder, which had its... Basically turned into a different game for that one. So
here's my hopes for a sequel. Like, really figure out how to... make every Lycan encounter really interesting. Try to cut back on all these, you know, fucking stupid QuickTime events. And I don't hate QuickTime events throughout. I mean, there's a time and a place for them, and they can be done tastefully and interestingly. But, you know, don't use it as a fucking crutch. Don't replace entire encounters with it. you know, and I think make the controls consistent. Give us a crouch button so we can crouch at all times. Give us a melee button so we can melee at all times. Like,
get rid of the black bars.
Yeah, the black bars didn't really bother me not nearly as much as Evil Within.
They weren't quite as big as Evil Within.
I think they worried more in the Order about the framing. They kept the camera back, you know, so that they moved the camera around so that you can kind of see what the hell you're trying to see. But. Yeah, more than anything, just figure out how to make combat and gameplay, just throughout, gameplay across the board, figure out how to make that engaging, and don't fucking take the easy route. That's what they did, they took the easy route. And I think it's that they ran out of time. I think that shows throughout. I'm not going to spoil it, but there's like promise of new gameplay, or new things that could be interesting as far as, like, combat in the next game. I guess that's the best way I could say it without spoiling it. But, yeah.
Whatever could that mean?
I was going to say something that would totally give it away. But anyway, I hope that that pans out. I hope that it's not a fucking waste.
They should decide on what kind of game they want to make.
Well, look, I'm fine with, like... Like, forget all the things you already know. Just picture somebody's making a Telltale-style game where it's all about the story and dialogue and interesting world, right? And you're building that. And then it's just highlighted by spurts of third-person shooting and third-person action. If everything fell into place and worked well, that's fine. Like, I would like that. It's something different. It's not just another Uncharted. It's not just another Gears of War. It's a narrative, first and foremost.
Well, what I was thinking was maybe instead of a focus on fighting rebels and shit, maybe be all about, like, investigating.
Yes.
Like, the kind of like Hugo Weaving's character in the recent Wolfman, where he's entirely just there to investigate these, like, these happenings.
Yes. Dude, if this game was about, like, the Order gets called in when supernatural beings start showing up, and, like, you're basically the Ghostbusters of this old Victorian.
The Order X-Files.
Yeah. Like, you're around because werewolves have shown up in London, and you're hunting them down and basically finding them in basements in dangerous environments where you don't have the upper hand, and it's scary. Like, that would be awesome. That would be so cool.
And I like the idea of, like, you're not, like, the main focus isn't the combat, maybe, but just kind of finding them.
Sure.
And cornering it.
Sure.
Because, I mean, werewolves are quick, they run. And so I would like the idea that the whole, like, focus of the game is you kind of directing it down, like, into, like, a trap.
Yeah.
Or cornering it, like, in an alley where it can't get away. That way, you can fight it and not have, and be more, like, even.
Yeah. And this game only touches on a lot of the history that these characters must have had. Because a lot of them have been alive for centuries. And, like, they've been fighting, like, monsters that whole time. Like, I wish we could have seen more of that or heard more about it. I want to know.
It's infinitely more interesting than a stupid rebel sub or main plot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Especially when the rebels are just called the rebels.
The rebels.
The rebels.
All right.
News.
Yeah.
Valve's getting in on that virtual reality action. They're going to show it off at GDC.
I thought that was like old news.
Well,
it's today.
Yes, today.
Yeah. Or I swore they had talked about doing it before.
It says previously unannounced.
Huh. I think they like talked about VR before.
They were just supporting the Oculus, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, like yeah. They were like always for it, like since the Oculus got around. But now it's they're
their own hardware. Yeah.
Will it be as wildly successful as the Steam Box and Steam OS?
Yes.
Well, they're showing the final Steam Machine controller at GDC as well. Because that thing had a few iterations.
Yeah.
And then another like little stat they gave in this press release was that Steam now has 125 million Steam users, and 25 million of those came between now and September of last year. So that's pretty big.
So a lot of people that want to play GTA 5.
Good luck with that.
On PC.
Yeah. All 25 million people.
I would want to play The Evil Within with a solid frame rate and no bars. So, sign me
mod
up for Steam.
That is also those.
That's not even a mod. They like added that. They patched that in. You can't mess with smooth.
Well, now there's like the... there's like Sony's VR thing. Was it Morpheus?
Yeah, I think so.
And then there's Oculus, which some people think is coming out this year. I don't know. We'll see about that.
Wait, Sony's virtual reality was called Morpheus?
Well, it is called Morpheus. Or at least
Orpheus. I don't even.
I think it's Morpheus.
Orifice.
Project Orifice.
Been there.
Oh, man, I wish it was called Morpheus. I can think of all the commercials now, all starring Lawrence Fishburne.
Yes.
Low-hanging fruit, Dylan.
You could have gone... No, whatever.
There's nowhere to go.
What else would I go with?
Morgan Freeman.
That LimeWire thing called Morpheus.
What?
There's a LimeWire-esque program called Morpheus. Look it up.
Oh.
It's there.
No one would know that one.
Who the fuck still uses LimeWire? And is enough to remember it?
Is LimeWire still around?
I don't know, but everybody moved on to Orpheus a long time ago.
Next up, Sony. Somebody asked Sony about the Drive Club PlayStation Plus edition. And they just said, yeah, we can't commit to that ever coming out. Because Drive Club's still broken.
It's still broken?
How? How is this?
I don't... What the fuck was... Somebody just, like, hammer a sword or something? Somebody here live in a forge?
I dropped my steak knife.
Been there.
But, yeah, I mean, I forgot that that was, like, even a thing. And then I kind of laughed at this.
Yeah, but not worried about it.
Drive Club was kind of... I don't know if there's anybody, like, super hyped on Drive Club after it came out.
No,
if,
not really.
If there are, if they are out there, I do not know of them.
Because, frankly, I'd rather just play Forza.
Or The Order.
Forza had all the Top Gear stuff, so I was like, yeah.
Forza.
Forza.
Somebody should make Drive Club 1886. It's just fucking wagons.
Just wagons and bicycles.
Oh, yeah.
I'm passing you, bicycles. Wench.
All right, well, so after thing was last week, we said that The Last Guardian trademark got dropped. Sony has said that it's still in development.
Fuck that game. But the trademark, I don't fucking dropped. Care anymore.
Did you hear their excuse?
What
was it? Or, like, their story of why the trademark
got dropped?
Because
we never started it?
No. They said, we got the notice that the trademark was going to expire last year. However, the person that was responsible for renewing the trademark left the company and didn't do his job, so it expired without anybody knowing.
God, I hope someone picked it up before Sony except could for, get it.
Ryan, get LastGuardian.com right now.
Every media outlet knew that it expired, but you didn't.
Yeah, and so I'm wondering why there hasn't been a story, Sony renews the trademark. Like, did they just say, whatever, or what? Or wait, did they renew it and no one cared?
So wait, why... Okay, the person left the company. Why was it their job to renew it then?
Well, maybe they just didn't do their job and just quit. I don't know.
They were supposed to hit the auto-renew button.
Do you only have one person who knew about it?
Yes.
Only one person who could do it?
Yes.
Maybe when it didn't get renewed, somebody jumped on that shit immediately.
I hope so.
That's probably
that person was the only one who knew the password to the renewal site that Sony had made. So with them, with the password, well, fuck.
Fuck that game. It's
Ryan,
never...
did you get the LastGuardian.com so it can redirect to our website?
I didn't.
Oh, you fucked up. All right, well.
But you can find us at beermanbrewing.com.
I don't get it.
I knew there was another one, but I couldn't remember what it was.
Yeah, we've got beermanbrewing and nevernotgaming.com. And gameovernation.com.
No, fuck that. Let's just drop that one.
Why beerman?
Because it might be the name I go with for my beers, but I don't know yet.
All right, and then last up, Twitch now has a convention, so I guess they don't need to have the biggest booth at PAX South anymore. And it's TwitchCon, and it's going to be in San Francisco.
What happens at TwitchCon? Just events like competitions?
I got some fat pipes.
I imagine there's going to be like some like esports tournaments.
Oh, it's probably like VidCon, where like all the famous Twitch streamers.
Yeah,
I bet
that happens.
Okay,
and then I'd imagine there'd be like some esports tournaments
right.
too, like League of Legends stuff.
I'm going to tell the odd one he sucks.
I'm the only one here who knows that.
I'm coming for you.
And it's going to be in San Francisco in September. So, add it to the convention list.
September? So, early September? Late September?
It was the 24th through 6th,
I believe. Late September isn't bad. Yeah. I was like, at the same time as PAX?
Oh, yeah. PAX goes into early... I forgot
right
about
at
that.
The end of the summer split?
The double S.
man. And then, that's all news we got, folks. So, how about we go over... to the prototype hour.
Okay.
What's the prototype hour?
Question.
Quest tubs.
Oh.
Shit, there's... All right.
Gabe.
Do you think Fallout 4 will use a new Bethesda engine, or will it use id Tech? I just hope God, it uses something that I just hope it uses something that works.
They need to use a new one. Even their Skyrim engine was just a modified Gamebryo, which had the same issues as every other engine they use.
Yeah, I mean,
I hope it uses the Evil Within's engine.
Bars and all.
Yeah. Do you think they'll have ladders?
God,
the Evil Within
did. Basically, that's the whole E3 conference is their ladder technology.
A trailer should start with a guy climbing out of like a sewer through up a ladder.
Yeah, like and then like peeking out of a manhole. Yeah,
yes.
It can't be. It can't be pre-rendered ladder climbing.
Yeah,
should be a Link ladder.
I mean, for fuck's sake, if you want ladder action, go play Snake Eater.
Yeah, really.
What a thrill.
They could learn from Snake Eater.
Was there a rumor a while back that Fallout 4 was going to be in Boston? Or was that just like a...
That's just something where people just throw out names and be like, okay. I want it there.
12th Man.
Fallout 4 takes place in 12 Nation.
Us 12.
Vault 12.
The 12th vault.
I already had that. Sorry.
Will EA show gameplay for Mirror's Edge this year?
Yeah.
They're not going to have it. They're not even going to mention it.
Technically, they did last year, but it was like conceptual.
Gabe won't even know the game existed. Except I don't know. In his heart.
Yeah.
It'll be there.
Fucking better be.
I don't think it will.
No, I bet we'll see a small, like, thing of Mirror's Edge just to, like, let us know that it still exists. Because Battlefront's coming out this year. And DICE Hardline? Is working on... No, Battlefront. Star Wars Battlefront.
Oh.
So we'll get, like, a brief glimpse, like we always got a brief glimpse of Last Guardian, right?
And then they'll drop the trademark and shit's gonna hit the fan. No, but, like, I bet we get...
And by hit the fan... No one noticed.
We're going to buy MirrorsEdge.com.
Please. Gabe's just waiting until midnight to buy that trademark.
Yeah. Always refreshing to see when it's down.
Yeah.
But, like, I bet we get a small thing, and then they'll push Battlefront. And then after Battlefront comes out, then they'll focus on Mirror's Edge more. That's a possibility.
I'm hoping that Battlefront's good.
They said they're giving Battlefront a Battlefield push.
See, I don't like that.
Like Battlefield 4 was broken for a year.
Battlefields were shit.
Well, I think they meant that in the terms of like marketing.
What? How much do you need to market a fucking Star Wars game?
They need to market their netcode.
Hey, spend more of that budget on just making the game good.
And netcode.
Also, fix your old game.
For fuck's sake, make it work online.
Are any of you still donating to Kickstarters?
Yeah.
Not, I guess.
I haven't done any recently.
Yeah, but... I just haven't seen a whole bunch recently. I just donate to a book. The author has, like, a really long, like, she sounds like a villain name. But it's just about, like, the tech industry. It sounded interesting.
Once in a blue moon.
I found one the other day that's it's called The Grainfather, and it's like this really badass like homebrewing system that they're already manufacturing in New Zealand. So like it's a pretty safe bet. They just want the money to start manufacturing in the US with like the proper plugs and everything and have it shipped from US warehouses. So I'm thinking of funding that, but it's already met its goal. But it looks pretty badass. So
Ryan's gonna fund it single-handedly.
Yeah. But... it's got its goal. The last thing I funded that was like game related, I think, was that Mega Man. No, the
Metroid game.
No, for sake, the Eve Online book.
What the fuck is that?
It's a guy who's writing, like, the history of EVE Online. It sounds really cool.
So, like, a Wikipedia page?
No, no, it's like
no, it's a book.
In-depth interviews. Oh, okay. No.
It's on paper.
Like you know, every time I go to Wikipedia to mess up some Wikipedia page, I always see the donation thing at the top. Maybe Wikipedia should open a Kickstarter.
I think they're doing pretty all right.
Yeah, they're probably fine.
But actually, like, a couple Kickstarters I donated to have had, like, some problems with recently. Like, Under the Dog is, like, the animation thing, and I don't even know what the fuck is going on with it. Like, they've changed, like, production studios on it. Some shit went down with that.
Everyone left.
And, I don't know, we'll see what happens there. And then, remember Hover? That, like, weird-looking Jet Set Radio future Mirror's Edge
thing?
Oh, yeah,
with the bunnies?
Yeah.
Dead?
No, it's not dead. They said, all right, everybody, like, backed for an alpha code should have one in their email. And, like, a week later, I was like, oh, yeah, I never got that email. I sent them a mail. It's like, oh, yeah, I never got a code for this. Like, can you send me, like, the email again or anything? Just didn't respond. And then, like, 2 weeks later, I saw, all right, the alpha's over. I was like, oh, fuck.
Shit.
Yeah, like, well, okay. I funded this thing called Goddess.
And it changed your life.
Yeah. I don't know how
yet. Can you do anything?
I sure can.
Do you think it is a good idea for Sony and Marvel to bring over J.K. Did you just drop your fucking stick knife again?
I went to go pick it up and I hit my desk with it.
How big is the steak knife?
It's pretty big.
It's as big as a steak.
It's the size of that knife that you used
I'll
to stab the lichen.
I'll put it back down on the ground until we're done.
Like, is this some, like, Crocodile Dundee shit? Like,
no, it's not that big.
So, do you think it is a good idea for Sony and Marvel to bring over J.K. Simmons to the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Yeah.
Is it going to be whatever his name is? Oh, wait, J.K.
J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, wait, sorry, yeah. Sorry, John I was James. Saying, yeah. So, yes, they should do that.
He's the only guy that I can imagine playing it.
Yeah, except he's, like, a lot older now, so he'd have to be, like, he'd even be more crotchety.
Yep.
Be great. My new 3DS XL comes in on Thursday. What are some good games to buy for it besides Pokemon or Zelda?
Fire Emblem.
How's Persona Q?
Mario Golf.
It's all right if you're into those kind of games that are like dungeon crawling.
Animal Crossing.
I would suggest Persona Q if you've played any of the other Personas.
Yeah, Prototype has played Persona.
Okay, so yeah, Persona Q is pretty good.
You'll be playing Animal Crossing for months. Get it? It's good.
Mario Luigi Dream Team.
I like that game.
Yeah.
It's not as good as the other ones, but it's good.
And do you think North America will get a localized version of Digimon Cyber Sleuth?
No.
Oh, I Vita? Hope so.
I mean, we can only dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Digimon's still a thing?
I guess so.
They are the champions. Monsters.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Wow.
Huh.
My computer has 10% battery, and I have no way to charge it, so we need to wrap this up now.
Okay, are we done with questions,
yes.
I guess?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, if you want to find us, you can go to beermanbrewing.com. You can go to nevernotgaming.com. And if you're feeling, you know, boring, you can go to gameovernation.com.
You want to be retro?
Yeah. Yeah. If you wanted that old school shit, you can go there. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/gameovernation. Hit us up on YouTube, youtube.com/gamezerovernation. And on Twitter, @GameOverNation. So with that, before your computer dies, get us out of here.
All right, everybody, thanks for listening. This has been the Game Over Nation podcast. We will catch you guys next week. Goodbye.
Bye.